so-called soul sisters, you know, to do this for me. And here this white girl, you know, a Jewish girl on top of it, I asked her. And she did it for me. No qualms. She didn't give me a song to dance, no nothing. You know, that did something to me. And also, I guess it stems back to the point that, hey, you want to be accepted by the blacks. You know, this thing sometimes still goes through my mind. You know, you want to be accepted by the blacks, but yet you still don't know where you go, you know. Wait, you know, which way you should go, or which way, who's going to accept and who's not going to accept. This is going to wind up to be a loner, you know. But, I said, hey, Shell, that's cool. And from that day, I've been using that word kosher. Oh, yeah. And when I moved down, every time a situation comes, I say, hey man, that ain't too kosher. Sylvia, what did you say? I said, hey, that ain't too kosher. In other words, it ain't worth a damn. That ain't too cool what you're doing, you know? And before you know it, they picked it up.
Yeah.
You see, and that's just the way it had started. And I got it from New York.
Uh-huh.
I got it from New York. But I said, well, I said, just one of those things.
These people in your office?
No, this was in New York. You mean the people that I brought this?
Yeah,
in my office.
Uh-huh.
When I came back to New York, from New York, I went to, when we came home, we stayed here for a while, and then we moved to West Palm Beach, and I carried it over there. And then from there, we moved back home. And anywhere I went, you know, I would go stick carrying it, you know, and then they would care, and then they care, you know, like a vicious cycle. So, you know, I mean, that's the way, you know, certain terms are carried on from one person to the next.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, and the place that the firemen and policemen stay, you know, what is their office called?
It is fire station, you know. The living quarters, some people have their own living quarters there.
And
fire station. Police station.
Okay, where would somebody stay if they're arrested for dropping their
hospital? It would take them to the county jail and leave them for X number of days or X number of hours until somebody come and get them out. As a matter of fact, some don't even want nobody to come and bail them out. Got it so good, isn't it? Drunks to recuperate.
Yeah,
I've never heard that terminology.
Okay. Hey, what might a policeman carry with him for protection?
Well, their revolver, some of them, club stick. And a shotgun in their car. A walkie-talkie if they're walking, you know, to call extra help should they need it.
And they're 2 feet.
Don't forget that, and they're 2 feet, so they can't commence to be runners.
What are some names for prostitutes?
Oh, I've heard some people call prostitutes,
mm-hmm.
broads. But see, when they use that word broad, I don't know if they mean a nice broad or bad broad.